Well, I get the privilege tonight to pray over Lais. A few years ago, I went on a mission trip with Troy and Lisa Snyder with our families, and that's how I got to connect with Lais. She was our scheduler. She helped plan the trip and all that we did. And I remember one time we were up in their house, and we were with Lais and Julio, as well as the youth pastor there and his wife, and we were talking about this family ministry day that we were going to do, and they started talking, the four of them, in Portuguese, and as we were discussing the details of the day, and we just saw that it was, we couldn't understand a word of it, but we could just see it was getting, seemed like a little more intense of a conversation, and pretty soon we're looking at each other and we're like, oh, I hope this is going to be okay. And Lais must have noticed that, because she turned to us and she goes, oh, don't worry, don't worry. We're just discussing the food. We're like, phew. But it was, yes, it was so precious. But I will say, in the 3 weeks that we were out there, one thing that I saw with Lais is her passion for Jesus and her faithfulness to the work that he has called her to. And so it is just a privilege to have you here, and it's a privilege to pray over you. Oh, so Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this precious woman that you call your child and your princess. God, we thank you for her heart that loves to share, and loves to share the work that you're doing in her and through her, and that you've done in her life and all that you are doing. God, we ask that you would, your Holy Spirit would just be here right now, Lord, that you would anoint her words, Lord, and that you would pierce each heart according to your purposes and what she is saying. So God, we just give you all the glory and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. Love you.
You have to come back.
Yes.
We have a lot to do there. Yes. Also, well, such a blessing to have them there, Troy, Lisa, and the family and them. And we had great experience. Was good. And was one thing that we were here one day in Friday meeting that we used to have in the base. And the God said to me, said to Troy, he was explaining about the stuff that you were doing with families. And I said, our church need to listen this. And he was thinking about going to somewhere, and we invited them, and I invited him to go, but I didn't speak with the pastor there. I didn't know about his reaction, but they were so glad that to have you there, and God did so amazing things there. And I can remember one day they were having a family day in the church all day long, remember? And the families stay in groups, and the two families, American families, went to bless the families. We asked to put father, mother, and children together. And one family that specifically were there, and the couple was not doing well. They were thinking about divorce. And they received in such a way, now they are so close, and so she is with us in this small group for mission. And their old son is in YWAM with Jim Style family, that is the director, used to be the director, is the director of YWAM in Brazil. And he's such a man, and so it's so simple. Obey, go. And you know, sometimes we think that it's a big thing to do. No, God cares about small things, and he can make us take a plan and go to far from home just to speak with one person. Because this is the way that God is, no? And say, I want to share a little about intimacy, because it's the subject of this day here. Who is being blessed? I am putting my, it's so nice to listen these four histories that we listen. And I'm so proud of you women that God can use us, and nothing can stop a woman that gave her heart to Jesus. Nothing can stop. And we saw this today as they shared their testimony. And so as we spoke in the morning, all that God wants from us is intimacy. It's all about intimacy. Be together. And for this we were created, for intimacy. Sometimes we think that, this is special, this kind of stuff is happening with them, but not with me. Again, all of us are really important to God. And God has a call for each one of us. It's just say yes for Him. And I was listening to this awesome worship that you are doing these days here. We could listen all night long and just worship the Lord. It was so good. And how we can please God? Being obedient. Listen to Him. Because it's all, each one of us that are being mom and dad at home knows that how good it is when we have obedient child that doesn't discuss with us, argue with us. And God can work through our lives. Jesus came to this earth to pay the price of our sin. And He died in a cross. He died our death. Was supposed for us to die, but He did for us. But He took away the power of Satan over the man. Who can stop us? Just us. We blame the devil all the time. I think that he has like a list of this and he goes after God and say, I didn't, nothing with them. They are messing alone. Yes, it's right. Because God gave us everything. We just have to believe and understand who we are in Christ. Because we have all we need. Don't blame the enemy. He's weak. But the fact is, we need to be transformed. We need to be renewed. In the Matthew 17, I wish someone could read Matthew 17, verse 20 to 23, is the Father's prayer. Jesus says, Jesus is talking now, it's not the Father, he's praying, yes, he's talking with God, and he's asking something for us. Let me see if it is Matthew. Someone found? Can
Matthew 17, what?
17, verse 10, 20 to 23. You can read.
Okay. You don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth. If you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain.
No, it's not that. I think that is John.
Huh? Is it Luke 17?
No, I think that I read wrong. It's
John.
It's John. Yes.
Awesome.
I don't know why I wrote John 17. Yes, I think it's
John.
Yes.
John 17.
Yes.
You said? Yes. And verse 20?
Yes.
Okay. You want me to read that
yes,
one?
Yes.
Okay. I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you. And may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me.
Mm-hmm. The verse 22 and 23.
Okay. Oh. I have given them the glory you gave me, so they may be one as we are one. I am in them, and you are in me. May they experience such perfect unity that the world will know that you sent me and that you love them just as much as you love me.
See what says here. He put us because he's saying, I am praying for not for them, but for us that was to come. And Jesus is saying here, like I want them to have the same communion that we have, Father and Son, now the Holy Spirit in us. And so, it's so big. God is putting us together with Him and God. The Holy Spirit lives in us. And He wants to do everything with us, through us. He chose to do that. He needs, in fact, He's God. He could choose other things to do, but He chose to do through us. And we were created for God, body, soul, and spirit. Understand? We all know this. And the Holy Spirit lives in us. And this is, in the spirit, the part of us that connect with God. Have intimacy with God is to live conscient of His presence in us. Sometimes I think that we made some stupid questions for God, like, or we don't make questions for Him. In fact, we have to be online with Him all the time, because He is the one that is the Lord of your lives. You know? And so, doesn't matter what kind of stuff we are deciding, what kind of thing. When and all the time, 24 hours a day, like Terry said today, 24 hours. What she said? 24/7? Mm-hmm. Yes. This is an expression. And there is no separation, or wouldn't have. Life, secular life. Now it's time for secular life. Secular life? Secular life, like stuff, secular life. And so, Jesus, sit down. Let me do. I will arrange the things. I will decide when to go, when to come back, what to do. And now it's time to go to church. Take your Bible, put your nice clothes, make face of Christian people, say hello for everyone. Give a hug. Be nice. Just 2 hours. And you enter in your car and start fighting with your husband and with your children. And what happened? 2 people. Secular life and the spiritual life is the same thing. God is with you all the time. The Holy Spirit is there. Doesn't matter what you do. He is with you all the time. And you need to ask Him, what to do with this? I have to make this decision. Holy Spirit, what do you think about? I'm in trouble with my children. I'm in trouble with my husband. I'm in trouble. I really don't love that sister in the church. In fact, I hate her. She's so different from me. God put her beside you to love her. With your love, no, you don't have. You have to ask God grace and give His love for you to love her. You know, we go to church thinking, she didn't smile to me. She didn't say hello to me. I never know who said hello for me or not, because I go there and say hello and hug everyone and give a smile. And you know, I don't go to church to receive, I go to give. Because I arrive received from God in my house. Yeah. I need the preach. I need people, because we go to church is not something that we can choose. Amen? Amen. It's weak. Amen. Amen?
Amen.
If you are not going, you have to go. Because church is the place that we can come together helping each other. You know, and the enemy strategies is put in your heart, in my heart, that we can be okay at house. I'm seeking the Lord for 30 some years, and I can go to internet and see good preachers, and I can put good songs. Ah, we can have home church, it's okay. But you are not connecting with people. And God's heart is for people.
Yeah.
And the two first commands, and Jesus said that all of the law resumes in that, love God and love your neighborhood. If you love God, you will love what God loves, is people. How to do ministry without loving people? We need to love them. Doesn't matter who they are. If they are your family, your husband, your children, or if they are your mom-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law. We have to be conscious of this all the time. Our life is 100% belongs to Him. Family, work, ministry, finances, relationship. We have an honor. Honor? We have an honor. He bought us. He is our Lord. Some people like to know that He's our Savior. It's very good. No one wants to go to hell. But He will be our Savior if He will be our Lord also. And doesn't in Jeremiah 29:11 is that verse that says that He has plans for us. Plans. Someone can read, please. Like we told in the morning, like we shared, I shared with you, He has plans, and His plans are better than us, our plans. Sometimes it's difficult to accept this, but it's the way it is. Can you read, Justine?
I gotta get it. Ah. Is that the one, the For I Know?
Yeah, 29:11.
Yeah, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
And so He has plans. We need to know these plans. Like Apostle Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die, que é lucro?
Gain.
Is gain. Yes. Our life is hide in Christ. Our life is hide in Christ. Some people ask me how it look like to live far from your children. Especially those that saw us raising them very together. For 20 years, Julie and me never traveled alone. We didn't go in anywhere where we couldn't bring the children together. Very, very connected. And as they saw them going, they asked, and I said, God said to me that they don't belong. They are not mine. They belong to them, to Him. And so I asked God, just give me children to your kingdom for you, not for the devil. I asked that. And so the four that He gave to me is belong to Him first. They need to please Him first. Second, the God's will need to be done in their lives. Because Paulo says that is something that consoles my heart, that our brief, aquela passagem, leve momentânea tribulação. You know that verse that Paul says that the tribulation that we are going through, that is not long time and short, cannot be compared to the glory that will be revealed to us in the eternity. And so, just make a count in your mind. What is compared to this life, compared with the eternity, is not nothing. It's like finish. And so, it's worthy for them and for us also. I am not want to be that mom that God says, I had so many dreams for your children, but you didn't allow them. You didn't bless them. And John 15, Jesus talks about our relationship with the God, Father, and the Spirit. We are not going there. But He explained about the vine. Videira vine? The vine. And He says that God is the vine and we are the branch Yes. And if we are in the vine, we will give fruits. Everyone knows that scripture, we don't need to go there. Or our intimacy with Him will be reflected in our lives through the fruits. If you say that you know God and you have intimacy with Him, the fruits has to be in your life. Or you are a liar. Because this is natural. We don't plant a tree of oranges or apple and say, give fruits, stay there. If it is in the land, planted in the right way, the fruits will come. No robbing. You have many trees of apple in your property. The fruits are natural. Are natural. If the tree is there in the ground. What fruits are those? Fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5. Let's go there. 5. 22 to 23. Let's read again. Can you read? Okay. Yes. There are 9 fruits. Yeah. Yes.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
Can you recognize this fruit in your lives? You don't need even say that you are a believer. If you have those fruits in your life, will shine. People will see. And in fact, you don't need to say that you belong to Jesus. They will ask you, what you have? You are different from the rest. Because the gifts of the Spirit, that the gifts, not the fruits. Many times, people are impressed by them. Dons of healing, miracles, prophecies, knowledge. But these are not an evidence of the intimacy with God. Amen? Ah, there is a prophet there. He knows everything and this and this. The first question I make, how is his life? It look like with what? What kind of person he is? Because if his life is not like, you know, reveal the fruits of the Spirit, I don't want to listen. Because the gift God gives, and I saw many prophets that are in the ministry, but God is not there anymore. A long, long time. And so, we need to pay attention. What reveals that we are God's children is our likeness with the character of Christ. And the carrot talks about fruits in our lives, not the gifts. The gifts is very good when they have carrot, but when they don't have carrot, it's terrible. Terrible, because they do a mess in many people's life. The word cristão, what Christian, means small Christ, small Christ. We were made in His image and likeness. The devil, with the act of making Adam and Eve sin, mess up with the God's image in us because of the sin. But God sent Jesus to bring us back and gave us the Holy Spirit. And He sent to us to make us new people. Because of this, we have to born again. Be a new people, a different people. Guided by the Holy Spirit, not more by the flesh. He wants to restore His image in us. But how this image of God can be restored in us? Again, Galatians 5, 16 to 18. Someone can read Galatians 5, 16 to 18 loud.
So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. The sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law.
Yes, and 24 to 25.
Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other.
Yes, and so we have to crucify our flesh. When? Every day, every minute of our lives. There's a battle going on inside of us. Flesh against spirit. And no one will fight this battle for you. It's you. You have to decide, follow the Holy Spirit. You have to decide, obey Him. Give Him the control of your life. You know? Walk in the Spirit. Nothing more than walk, live connected with God. Online. You know online? The young people is always online. With the cell phones, the computers, old people also. I'm learning. And so, you have to be online with God. There is not time to talk with God and time to don't talk with God. God has to be free access in your life. All the time. Doesn't matter if you are cooking, discussing, going to mall, ask Him to come together. He will not let you do something that you didn't, you cannot do. And our flesh, you can say no to your flesh, because your flesh will not be a believer. He hates God. It's the place that the devil has the control and the dominion. You have to say no, no. I'm not living by to satisfy you. I live to satisfy the Holy Spirit in my life. And your thoughts need to be renewed also. Because you are what you think. And you have to know what God thinks. Because it's the answer for our lives. And Satan, the enemy, will fight to run over your life. Trying to make you live pleasing your flesh and your mind. And Satan knows when you are connected with God, is always, he knows that he has to run away. He has to, you know, he cannot win this battle when we are with God. You say these four ladies talking today, I couldn't do through that without the Holy Spirit. You said this, Karen said this, and Terry also. It's not our, no, it's Him, it's on Him. He is the one that give us, you know, it's not easy to give up so many stuff to go to other nation, but it's not because I am so nice. No, it's because God is working on me. I said yes, and so I have to go. And He's working. He's doing. It's, the glory is for Him, it's not for me. How is your prayer life? Jesus said, pray without stop. How to do this? Is to be connected with Him all the time. If you are cooking, if you are washing, if you are cleaning house, if you are... Doesn't matter. Be online with Him. Because He wants to use you. Wherever you go, He wants to use you. You carry Him inside of you. There is not a perfect time specifically to assess His Spirit in us. is all the time. In everything that you that we do, we are one with Him. How is your intimacy with the Word of God? The first time I heard that Jesus and His Word is the same, if you love Jesus, you love the Word. And then that time I was so good, I wasn't so good in read the Bible. I said, I think I don't love Jesus. My life is not in that point. But it's real. Yeah. How we can know Him? So His the Bible, His Spirit. We have to be connected in the Bible. And this Word will transform us. It's not nothing about you anymore. What you think about abortion? You don't have to have an opinion. Your opinion is already in the Bible. What your God says about that? Wow! What do you think about homosexual choice? Go to the Bible. Another day we were in our house, in our small group that we have in the church, have many small groups, and we were talking with the youth, and they were asking about how to deal with that. They are everywhere, and how to connect with them, what is right, what is wrong. And we went to Romans 1, and I said, let's see what God says about that. Because it's not about our opinion anymore. And so, but if you don't know the God's Word, it will be impossible. The Word and Jesus are the same. And this Word says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Free of what? Of ourselves. Of our selfishness. Of our pride. Our unforgiveness. Our bitterness. And I don't know the other names, but you know all the bad stuff that we can hand in our heart. Our intimacy with God has a purpose. To teach us, love Him, and love our neighborhood. Jesus said, when Peter negou, como é que fala negar? Denied Jesus 3 times, he was totally devastated after he did that. Jesus came to him, how neat, how nice, and said, Peter, do you love me? Como é que fala paciente ovelha? Take care of my sheep. No? 3 times. How we can show God's love, loving our neighborhood. If you are not doing this, we have to think about if we really know God. Because God loves people. And all this intimacy that we need to have with Jesus in His Word, in the prayer time, in the time we spend with the Bible, has a purpose. Love people. Connect with people. Represent Christ in our lives. Reach people. And Jesus said one time, how do you say that you love God, that you don't see, and you don't love your neighborhood that you see? See? And so we need to be proactive in our relationship. Take the initiative. Be the first to love, to forgive, to walk the second mile. Amen. It's not easy. I will give you a testimony about one issue in my life. My father was a good father. He is still alive, but he was good, providing everything. But she had a problem. He loved women. And he couldn't stay just with my mom. And he was there, but he always had the second one. Changed many times, and we knew, we didn't know who they were, but we knew they were in some point. And One day I was married and I was in his house. He lived in São Paulo and I was living in another state. I came to São Paulo to have my last child, the youngest, and I was there because we were living a farm. And so I went to São Paulo to go to hospital to have my baby. And I saw my mom very sad. Like, she was very happy person and full of joy. And she was like, I could say a kind of depression. And she was my silent. And I saw the phone running. And my, you know that kind of stuff, you think, you know, you watch and you see, something is bad here. I arrived in his office, he turned the phone out like, uh-oh. And I said, uh-oh, there is something very wrong in this. And I asked God, God, if there is happening something with my father and my mom really bad, could you show me? And one day ele mandou o empregado embora. He quit, an employer. Yes, and he was mad. And he called us. And I attend the phone. I was in his house. And he told me, I know for what, I know why he did this with me, fire me. I said, you know, tell me. He said, I don't want to work for that woman. I said, oh. I have to get from here what he's saying. I said, for who you are talking? He said, his lover. He sends me to do work with her, for her, and it's not fair with your mom. She's such a good woman. And I said, I will discover now. I will use this guy to tell me all the truth. And I said, I know he has someone, but I don't know who he is. Could you give me the address and his phone and this and this? I worked like a investigator. Good. Another day I had all. And I said, I got. And I was devastated because this man said that he had children with her. I said, no way. I have sister with other mom. That is not my mom. I was so hurted. And to make things worse, 1 month before, after that, my mom discovered that she was with leukemia. And the diagnosis, yes, this is this, was bad. Like, she will live for 5 years at most. No way. I said, it's not fair. Why this disease didn't come to my father? He deserved this, not my mom. I was so, Lord, are you saying that we will stay with this man, with this lover, and you are taking my mom home? It's not fair. I was so devastated. Was one of the worst time in my life. And God was trying to, your father need to be rich. I want him to go to hell. He deserves this. Let him go. Don't ask me to pray. I will not pray for him. And I was like, was a huge stuff in my heart. And God say, and so it's the end of our relationship. What you are saying, Lord? Yes, if you are not going to forgive him, we cannot have relationship. I said, uh-oh, this is not good. And I had to realize, to understand that to have relationship with God, I need to obey him. As he forgave me, I had to forgive my dad. And, well, I cried. I was mad. But I'm not stupid. Was so hard to find Jesus, I cannot let him go. And so I said, okay, because of you, Lord, not him. He doesn't deserve. It's the way that we used to be. And I understood that forgiveness is not a feeling. Forgiveness is an act of obedience to God. Just say yes and go and pray. The love comes before. After. Many, many prayers. And so every day I used to go to God and say, God, I felt me so like, McFarlane. Fake. Like, I forgive my father. I hate him. I forgive my father. And I forgive. And the Lord said to me after 1 month, and the lady, I said, let her die. Go to hell. And God said, you have to pray for her. I said, no way. Because I knew her. She used to work for our dentist. And it was someone that I liked. Yes. You know? Yes. Wow. You know. You know. And so, because of God, I had to forgive them. After 3 months, I was crying for my dad. And after some other months, I was just okay with her. And God used out my life and my children's life to bring his lover after my mom died. Because she died in 4 years. But she got saved. Amen. God used me to preach for her. That was amazing. Because, you know, she didn't want to talk about that kind of stuff. And each time that she was sick, I said, God, don't take her. She needs to know you. And Christian people were always supporting and calling her, giving words and this. And she started to read the Bible. Because one day I put the scriptures about idolatry in a paper. No, I didn't put. I asked someone that knew all the scripture. That time I didn't know so well the scripture. And one day I arrived to her and said, you think that this word, the Bible, is the word of God? She said, yes. Everything that is in here is right? Yes. You believe? Yes. And so read this verse. Tell me what to do, because I don't understand what you are doing. And she was like, okay, she read, but she didn't talk with me again about that stuff. And one day I arrived in São Paulo, and she was at the hospital, very sick. And I went to, we spent the night together at the hospital. In the middle of the night, she lost his, she couldn't sleep, and we started talking. And she said to me like this, and the Lord used a friend of mine that is a warrior in prayer, and she said, I saw Jesus putting a ring in your mom's hand. Will be today. I said, oh, I didn't see nothing, but okay, God, you said. And she said, who is going to enter in the heaven? Look, the question she made to me. And I said, what you are saying? Because I thought I was a good woman, doing the right, being Christian, having one husband, raising my children, and this and that. And she was very involved in work, social work. But as I'm reading the Bible, I'm not ready to go. I saw so many things in me. I said, Mommy, do you know when you go to United States? She used to come many times. She had many friends here. And I said, her social work was connected with people in America. And I said to her, what do you need to enter there? The visa, the permission. I said, in the heaven, the permission is the blood of Jesus. No Maria, no saints. Is the blood of Jesus. Doesn't matter if you are Catholic or if you are, you need the blood of Jesus. He understood that day. Because the Holy Spirit worked on her. And she did the prayer of salvation with me. And so it was, I think, amazing, amazing, amazing. And so she died. And the day that my father arrived from the cemetery, the same day, he took his ring and arrived to me and my siblings, you say, and said, by the way, this is ring and my mom's ring. I want some of your, the first grandchild that decide to get married, give them. He was like, I'm free. You know, we could feel that. But my heart wasn't hurted anymore. I could understand what he was doing. And 1 year before, after, he arrived to visit us. I want to talk with you. You know, I don't want to be lonely. I want to get married. I want to live with someone. I said, I know with who you want to live. I said, for me it's okay, because I told him, God asked me to forgive you and her. But I don't know about the rest of my sisters and brother. But you should get married. Because if you are a widow now, I don't know if you use the same word for men here. You are with this lady so many times. She could be her daughter. My oldest brother is older than her. Yes, and still now we have to deal with that. But it's not easy, because all the time we feel that we are like, we felt like we were not, we were betrayed my mom, you know, accepting her. But God said, he is your father, not your husband. Your mother had to deal with that, and she didn't. She died in silence. And so, I think that she did a message for us. Stay beside him. Because if she wanted us to do something different of that, she would say. And so, I don't know, but when I was preparing this speech for tonight, God said to share this with you. And about the forgiveness and the issue that I went through with my father's life. And I don't know, but we have been hurted for many different people. But you just have to know that you have to give this away. Give to God. Because you can be stuck because of unforgiveness. And so don't waste time. You know, there is another way. But when you say yes to God, God will accept. Will receive this, and he will plant love in your heart to love people that you can't love. It's difficult. This week, the students were having Father's Heart of God, and I was going there, and I saw written that it's very difficult to receive love from someone that hurted you. Until now, he never said for us, his children, forgive me. What I did, what I made. No. He's okay. Till now he's okay. I'm not concerned about that for me anymore. But I am concerned about his salvation. He's going to the hell if he doesn't make his mind that he needs to ask forgiveness. I don't need this. And so I end with this. That it's time to repent. Repent to live for ourselves, repent to live a selfish life, repent to are doing our schedule and organize our lives without Lord is saying is okay or not, you know. And forgiveness, because we are not putting him first time, all the time, in first place in our life that he needs to be. And sometimes maybe God is calling you to do something that you are just don't considering what he's saying. Or you have to make up friendship with someone, I don't know. We never know. But the best, the only way to live with the Lord, to have intimacy with him, don't let anything between. Doesn't matter what kind of sin can be. But if you already know about, you have to just fix this. Go to God and ask him what to do. God is already waiting for us to spend time together, to build a nice history with your lives and do amazing things that we never thought was possible. He's ready to do that. But we have to put all the stuff, the bad stuff, out of our lives. Amen? I thank you to listen. I know that was a long day since the morning. You are still here. But I think that every one of us are going back home more rich. We learned a lot. My faith is increased. Listen to these four women here. And I also was blessed when I was preparing the speech to see the amazing things God is doing through our lives, to my life. God loves you, so you have a great mission to do in this land, because God cares so much about America that one of the families that he called to come to love you, to help you in your walk, there is many Americans there helping us there. I don't know what God does this, but he changed. Take Americans sent to Brazil, take Brazilians sent to America. Yes, it's the way. I think that he has fun doing this. These people are very, comfortable in their lives. Just shut them. Send them. Stretch us. And so many can be sent for Brazil. We welcome you if you go there. We need help also. But we need to pray for the revival. You have the prayer meeting in Chetek, the house of prayer. It's so wonderful. But it's sad. So many people are coming together, but are being blessed. God is blessing these ladies going down there. And so come together. Come together. Don't be alone. God didn't create us to be alone. Intimacy with him and with our neighborhood. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Like, would you be willing to pray over people?
Yes. Okay. Like, if this word mix with something inside of you, you remember, need to be fixed. And pumped in your mind some people. I would like to pray, just to pass for you the grace that God gave to me to do what I did in the past. You know? Because when I was going to forgive my father, my best friend prayed for me because she had to forgive her husband to live with other people, other woman for many years. And so she taught me that forgive is not a feeling, it's an obedience to God, and helped me a lot. And so I would like to do it with you this, or some other stuff that you know that is in between you and God. Just like everyone said here, give away, give to God. Because we'll be the best that we can do for him. Amen?
So